Yeah, do it. Do the beat. Do the beat. Yo, yo, what's up, Vancouver? This is the Briggs, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Wow.
Religion, let him go. Such sentimental shit. You're full of it. Yeah. You saw them from afar. Sullivan showed those English stars. You put them on the phony, but it's still a game of your money. They are the multi-million dollar joke. That ain't funny. So they howl at the Beatles reunion. They're too old.
Hello, you listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is British Columbia. My name is Tim. This week, the Beatles, again, they re-released, again, numerous, I don't know, they just re-released again their albums. And I decided to celebrate this event with a song by legendary Canadian band called Forgotten Rebels. And that's was the song No Beatles Reunion from the album which came out in 1980. The name of the album is In Love With The System. So yeah, I just decided to celebrate this event. Today is an exciting show because I have some new songs from the band I like a lot. For the band I'm excited about their albums, I love their albums, and there's some new stuff from the bands, for example, None More Black or Smoke or Fire. Also, today I'm planning, if everything goes well in terms of technical support and all this stuff, I'm planning to do an interview with a band called The Snips. They are from Ontario, and I'll try to do a phone interview and play some songs of their brand new release, which came out October 12th, if I'm not mistaken, and the name of their EP is Blackouts. So I have some questions prepared, and we'll do that a little bit later. So let's start with some songs. I have None More Black, Smoke or Fire, Red City Radio, and Their Rivals, all new songs by those amazing bands. I would like to start with None More Black. Their album comes out on Fat Wreck Chords on October 26th. The name of the album, Icons, and I would like to play track number 2 called Stills, Stern, Lynch and Norris. That's the name of the song, and yeah, let's listen to it. This is We All Fall Down. We'll be right back.
stressful normalcy. Bow in respect and misdirect. Massage of Louis sales and gypsy search. I'm flooded with information. Refresh rate the base that I don't need. If you don't mind, I keep my thoughts to myself. Feel so, so disconnected from everything. Locked out of secret societies. Password protected casualties. It's awkward, I think I've seen enough. Way you want it, your mask is totally that bad. But sooner or later, the surface seems to know. And I'm so, so disconnected from everything. I'd rather have friends around me. Oh, I work the complete story. Oh, the network is taking over. Wanna show them that I care. Getting harder every year. I'm disconnected from my own fear.
I thought towards the sun, I'd never never thinking about what we would become.
Everybody gets CITR 101.9 FM and Bad Bird present the Vancouver Horror Convention, Sunday, October 31st, from noon to 6 p.m. at Planet Bingo, 2655 Main Street, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. The Vancouver Horror Convention, featuring dark art exhibition, visual effects makeup competition, gore burlesque, film screenings, door prizes for killer costumes, and local vendors of comics, posters, fashion, video, and more. Tickets are $5 at the door. There are no minors allowed. The Vancouver Horror Convention, Sunday, October 31st, from noon to 6 p.m. at Planet Bingo, 2655 Main Street, two blocks south of Main and Broadway. Visit www.badbird.tv or find us on Facebook for more information.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Tim, and you're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is British Columbia, and the Vancouver Horror Convention commercial is actually really scary. It's scary. We just heard four songs. The last one was The Arrivals of their brand new album, which came out 2 weeks ago on RSS Records. The name of the album is Volatile Molotov, and the name of the song, it was Simple Pleasures in America. That's the last song of the album. They are from Chicago, and Petty, he is the bassist. He also the bassist for the Dillinger Four, the amazing band Dillinger Four, and that's one of his other projects. So it was The Arrivals. Before that, we heard a song from the band called Red City Radio. They're from Oklahoma City, and they released this new digital EP entitled Spinning in Circles is a Getaway Drug. This is just an EP, and this song will appear on their upcoming full-length album, which will come out on Paper and Plastic sometime in early 2011. And, but this song is actually from the... this song was from the EP, which has two B-sides. Before that, we heard Smoke of Fire. Their brand new album comes out on Fat Records on November 9th. The name of the album is Speak Easy. And the name of the song was Neon Lights. That's a new song. And before that, we started this block, the song by None More Black. Their album comes out next Tuesday, again on Fat Records, October 26th. And the name of the album is Icons. And yeah, comes out next Tuesday. Okay, as I said, I will try to get hold of, I hope it will be successful, Ricky, who is the singer of The Snips, the band from Ontario. And while I'm trying to call him, I'll play a song, or maybe a couple songs for you, of their brand new EP, which came out on October 12th. And the name of the EP is Blackouts, and I would like to start the song called Tired Tires. So that's The Snips. I'll try to call Ricky, who is the singer of this band, and do some quick interview, ask some entertaining questions, and while I'm calling him, let's listen to The Snips on We All Fall Down.
I lay down before you. Maybe I'm the awkward silent.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And I have Ricky from the Snips on the phone. Ricky, can you hear me?
Yeah, man, how's it going?
Amazing, yeah. Everything worked out pretty well. I'm successful. Technically, it's all success. So, thank you so much again for doing that. And, Ricky, you're the singer of the Snips. And I have, I just played two songs of your brand new EP called The Blackouts. And I played the songs Tired Tires and Black Lever West. I know that material for this album, for this EP, was recorded in 2009, but it comes out only now. Couple words about this EP and why all this happened.
Well, it actually has been out for a year already, just not an official release. It just kind of came out. We put it out like a year ago on Halloween, like as an unofficial release, just so we had some new stuff out when we were on tour and stuff. And then, it just pretty much took a year together to get all the videos and all the promotion and to get our American label on board and all that stuff. It just took like a year for all that stuff to happen, basically. So that's why we recorded it then and it came out now. But to be honest, those songs were supposed to be a full length.
Mm-hmm.
So we and they came out as an EP. So even that was unplanned. We just wanted to get something out, basically, and we didn't have all the songs recorded for a full length. So we just picked some that we liked and then threw it on an EP.
Oh, right. I know that for this EP, you worked with Steve Risen, who is, I personally think he is one of the most talented producers in Canadian punk rock and rock and roll in general. What was his input in those six, seven, many more songs? And was it first time working with him for you?
With Steve Risen?
Yeah.
Let me see. I guess it is. This is like our first recording that's been released with... like with Risen,
mm-hmm.
But we have recorded with him before. We did a bunch of songs with him, and then we ended up scrapping some. And then, this is the first thing that we've ever released that Risen has done. But it's been awesome, man. He has tons and tons of good ideas. He's always kind of throwing something out there that we may not have thought of. So it's really a working relationship that's pretty awesome because he's also our management company. Well, not just
right,
him,
right.
But like he's a part of our management company.
Right.
So it's like a big, Snips workout when we're with Risen, that's for sure.
Yeah, I totally agree because I kind of following his stuff because he worked with one of my favorite bands, Flightliners, a good friends.
We're actually on tour with him right now.
I know, you're playing today with Red City Radio, and I'm
mega
they're jealous.
An awesome band. I listened to them before. I thought they were pretty kick-ass, so I'm stoked to play with them.
Yeah, I just played a new song from them in the beginning of the show.
Oh, cool. I don't own anything by them because I don't have a bloody well iPod, but as soon as I can get one, then maybe I'll get some stuff from them. Maybe if they have a CD tonight, I'll get one.
Yeah, be excited because I'm pretty sure I'm like one of the most interesting bands right now.
For sure.
So yeah, I was talking that Steve, he worked at the Flatliners, and then he worked with Creepshow at two different types of music, like in general, in terms of punk rock. But both albums are so strong, and I'm like, I'm really following this because everything he does is mega interesting.
Oh yeah, he does tons of cool stuff. He's got other stuff on the go too that I'm not quite sure of right now. I'm kind of drawing a blank, but I do know that he's working on some other cool records.
Produce the Hero.
Working on, pardon me?
He worked with Produce the Hero also, I think.
Yeah, he has in the past. I think that was years ago, though.
Uh-huh.
I think that was more so in his earlier days, but I know he's working on some like cooler stuff coming up that I don't think I can mention because I don't know if it's confirmed.
Okay, so let's keep it
maybe
secret.
Maybe I shouldn't talk about it.
Also, maybe the question which you kind of a little bit tired because the band used to name Ceremonial Snips, and now you went from Ceremonial Snips just to The Snips. And sorry if you're tired of this question, but I'm really interested. Is that happened only because of your genre change or like lineup change, or is there something behind it?
There's actually a whole bunch of reasons. Like, we've been planning on being, like, just the Snips forever.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's just what we call ourselves. That's what anybody that likes our band calls us. And then our singer left the band. Like, our original singer left the band.
Right.
And then we just figured, like, now's the time just to, like, put it into action. Because we were going to do it when he was in the band anyway. And then all of a sudden we just kind of decided that now was the time because he left. Like, the genre change really has nothing to do with it, only because we were changing like that whether he was in the band or not. But we just figured that we might as well, like, if we're kind of debuting a new band with a new singer, it's like the perfect time, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know. It wasn't really a big deal for us, really. It was like pretty much our drummer's main influence saying we should do this, and we just said okay.
Right. That's good. Yeah, you just mentioned that you also play in the show tonight. Is it Philadelphia? Is it correct?
Yeah. We're actually on the way there right now.
Oh.
I was just having a big nap when you called.
Sorry to wake you up.
Oh, that's okay.
I know that's a tour, and one of the epic points of this tour is the fest, which is happening in Gainesville, Florida.
Oh yeah, man, we're super stoked.
Yes, obviously, I don't even want to ask you if you're excited, because I know that you are.
Oh yeah.
Is it the first time playing the fest for the Snips? And yeah, okay, go on.
Yeah, it's totally our first time, but I've been to it once,
mm-hmm.
I kind of know a little bit about what to expect, but we've never played, so I'm really stoked. And I'm pretty sure we get free beer all the whole day that we're playing. That's awesome.
This is definitely a benefit.
Oh, yeah.
Any bands you're excited to see at the fest?
Oh, man, there's a ton of bands I want to see this year at the fest, which is wicked. I think it's probably the best fest lineup that I've seen ever since I've known about it.
Right.
And there's a ton, man. Like, I want to see frickin' Dead to Me, Strike Anywhere,
yes.
Fucking, oh, man, sorry about the cussing.
That's okay.
Man, who else do I want to see? The Menzingers, Me for some Gimme Gimmies, Flatliners, of course. I'll probably still watch them, even though I've seen them
million times.
At least 75 times. But, yeah, man, there's tons of bands that I can't even think of right now. Lemuria, I want to see those guys again, because those guys really kick ass. There's a ton, man. Like, honestly, I feel like there's at least 60% of the bands that are playing I actually want to go see. So there's a good chance I'm going to miss a ton of them. Oh, Painted Black. That's what I want to see the most, actually.
They're playing again. Yeah, that's the amazing thing about this festival. That there's so many bands, and it's like, that's the best, you know, music festival ever, I think.
Man. It's pretty intense. It's kind of grown into something that's like, I don't know, it used to be a little bit more of like a hidden little secret, but it's not really anymore. Now
it's
huge party time weekend that everybody is seemingly starting to know about.
Yeah, my I never been there. My dream is to go there. I'm really, really want to go there one day, hopefully next year.
Oh yeah, man. Come down. You can stay with us.
Another question about touring, because I want to see you live. And any plans on playing our coast and playing in Vancouver, British Columbia?
Yeah, we were actually really planning getting down there this year. But then this tour kind of came up, and then we got this extra little leg of a tour with the Expendables. That kind of, like, spits us out a lot closer to home. Because if we didn't get that Expendables leg, we were planning to go all the way out west with the Flatliners and then come home, the Canadian side.
Right.
But that didn't work out because of the Expendables thing. So there is plans to come down your way. I'm just not exactly sure when that is. Like, I'd like to say it's this year, but in reality, I don't think it will be. I'm thinking it's going to be early next year.
Okay.
Like, I was actually speaking to some guys in the band about it today, and we were talking maybe February. But again, it's kind of up in the air, so we don't really know. But it will be soon, I'm thinking.
Yes, because I know that people, we are here, we're excited to see your band, and yes, and please come if you have this opportunity.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Can we stay at your house?
That is correct statement, yes.
We can stay at your house?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay. Probably my last question is what I always like to ask this question because I'm always on the lookout for new music, but what are the recent bands and recent albums you heard and you were excited? And it doesn't have to be necessary that something that came out recently. Maybe something what you heard and you're now super excited about this music right now.
I would say, the newest album that I was really excited about was probably Tokyo Police Club's new album, Champ.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I thought that was awesome. It really blew my mind. But there's tons of new stuff that comes out all the time that I always really dig. I've been into tons of Canadian music lately,
right.
And that's not, that's not really on purpose. It just kind of happens that way, and I don't know why that is. Even in the van, we listen to a ton of Canadian bands.
That's awesome.
And it's not because we're Canadian and super proud or something. It's just the way it goes, man.
And
maybe
it's good music
because of Canadian press, and that's what we hear about. I don't know, but we're really into Canadian stuff right now, which is kind of cool.
Right, this is awesome because there's so many great bands. And another bands I want to see from the other coast is Junior Battles, and I'm really hoping to see them.
Oh, Junior Battles, yeah, they're a really cool band. We played with them a few times in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
Really nice guys, really cool band. I would definitely suggest watching them if possible.
Yeah, I just heard.
Oh, they're playing the fest too, right?
Yes, they are. I think yes, they are playing.
I will watch them as well.
Okay, Ricky, thank you so much for this interview. Thank you. Good luck on tour.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks. And I'll play a song of your EP, Finkel is an Einhorn, and Chris Creswell does a backup vocals from what I understand. Yes?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
He sings it with us every night, too.
Okay, say
he's a little buddy.
Yeah, say hello from me to him.
I will.
Okay, thank you. Good luck on tour, and thank you so much again for doing that.
Okay, thanks, man.
Thanks, bye-bye.
See you.
Never wanna let cross your path. Cause I know you know the plot. We're animaniacs. Don is cute and Gackle gets Wacko Flex with the snacks. Walk and flick and place the sex. We're animaniacs. Meet Dickie and the brain who wants to rule the universe. Could feathers walk together, sloppy wax them with a verse. Buttons, Jesus, Mindy, all freedom seems adverse. The writers look, we have no script, but bother to rehearse. We're animaniacs. We have paid for play contracts. We're skating to the max. There's bloody in our slacks. We're animani, totally insane.
Covers are lamey.
Animaniacs. Doubles all the facts. I guess it doesn't matter. I guess it doesn't matter anymore. You're gonna go to the record store. You're gonna give them all your money. Radio plays what they want you to hear. Tell me it's cool. I just don't believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah. Sell out with me tonight. Record company's gonna give me lots of money. And everything's gonna be alright. No more flipping burgers, put it on my silly hat. You know I don't want that no more. And I didn't ask when we'd get paid. Quit my day job anyway. Guess it doesn't matter. I guess it doesn't matter anymore. You're gonna go to the record store. You're gonna give them all your money. Radio plays what they want you to hear. Tell me it's cool. Don't believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah. Sell out with me tonight. Record company's gonna give me lots of money. And everything's gonna be. And I don't think it'll be so bad. And I know it won't be so bad. That's the way it is. And the man said, it don't get better than this. No, no, no. So I signed on to the record company. They said they're gonna give me lots of money if I play what they want you to hear. Tell me it's cool, and I sure believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah. Sell out with me tonight. Record company's gonna give me lots of money. And everything's gonna be alright. Alright, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
CHUR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie. to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. So yeah, we did the interview with Ricky from The Snips, band from Ontario, and in the end of the interview, we heard a song, Finkel is an Einhorn, from their EP called Blackout. After that, I played Less Than Jake. They released a new EP called TV, and they did a whole bunch of commercials and what's the TV shows. Yeah, that's the word. Correct word. And after that, Real Big Fish, they released a new best of compilation, and one disc is a re-recorded best songs, and the second disc is a acoustic version of their songs, and that was acoustic version of the song called Sell Out, a huge hit from the mid-90s. I would like to play also a couple songs from the bands which are playing today. There is a show happening at the Funky Winkerbins, the local band No Other Way. They're releasing that's a CD release show. Their brand new album called Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump, and that's a CD release part. As I said, today they're playing the Blacked Out and To the Nines, and I would like to play a songs from No Other Way and Blacked Out. I would like to thank my friend Laura for providing this music for this show, and like she helped me getting those new albums from No Other Way, and I had the album I blacked out. Okay, so today at Funky Winkerbins, No Other Way, they're presenting their CD, and I would like to play a song of this album, and the name of the song is Night of Your Life on We All Fall Down.
apathy are such a bore. I believe we should question why there's more to life than the bottom line. I can feel change hanging in the air tonight. Can you feel it? Let me feel it. One by one, we're dead. Collectively, we stand a fight. It's time to make a new world. The weapon of mass destruction we so desperately need to bring the system to its knees. I can feel change hanging in the air tonight. Can you feel it? Let me feel it. One by one, we're dead. Collectively, we stand and fight. It's time to make a new world.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is British Columbia. I am almost done. Yes, we just heard a song from the band called The Blacked Out. It was of their album Life Beyond the Line, and it was the song called The Bottom Line. And before that, we heard the song from No Other Way. They're also a local band, and they're playing tonight a CD release show at the Funky Winkerbrins. And the name of their album is Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump. And the name of the song we heard, the song Night of Your Life. Yeah, as I said, this is happening tonight, that is correct, at Funky Winkerbrins. $10, says on the flyer, says on the cover, and No Other Way, playing new songs from the new album, Blacked Out and To the Nines. They're playing tonight at the Funky Winkerbrins. Also, a couple other great shows are coming up. The Crip Show, they are playing November 6th at the Rickshaw. November 13th, Invasives are playing at the Brandy's Pub. And what else? And an amazing show I'm mega excited about is December 2nd. The Queers, the Riptides, KP Ghoulie, and Isotopes are playing at the Red Room. I'm almost done. That was the We All Fall Down on the CITR. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca or also on my blog, which I run on Tumblr. This is the name of the blog is We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. You can also download the podcast from there and see what I played, see some, you know, songs I played and stuff like that. And I would like to finish the show with another band which is playing three shows this weekend. The name of the band is Gogol Bordello. I am huge, huge, huge fan of this band. They are one of the best live acts on this planet, and I'm going to two out of three shows, and I'm trying to get the tickets for the third one, but I'm just trying to see this band as many as possible. I'm a proper fan and I love the band. So I would like to finish the song called When Universes Collide off their brand new, not new, it came out in April, Transcontinental Hustle, Gogol Bordello. Thank you so much. My name is Tim. I'll see you next week, and Gogol Bordello on We All Fall Down. Let me just play this for you. Thank you. Bye.
Why didn't you come when I beat my drum and scream off my head out into the night? Scared of the slums, afraid of the guns, don't wanna see the hoodlums fight. Hey, 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 na 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 na, don't wanna see the hoodlums fight. Hey, 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 na 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 na, don't wanna see the hoodlums fight. I was gonna come when I heard your drum and you scream your head off into the night. I grew up around different part of town, but even the universes collide. Hey, 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 na 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 na, even the universes collide. Hey, 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 na 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 na, even the universes collide. There was no weather, no family matter, and by the costas we don't divide. It just father told me tonight, authorities preparing ethno cleansing ride. Hey, 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 na 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 na, preparing ethno cleansing ride. Hey, 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 na 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 na, preparing ethno cleansing ride. Two helicopters with machine guns over the slums proudly will glide. So when the universes collide, some don't get caught on the wrong side. Hey, 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 na 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 na, when the universes collide. Hey, 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 na 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 na, some don't get caught on the wrong side. Hey, 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 na 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 na, when the universes collide. Hey, 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 na 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 na, some don't get caught on the wrong side. Hey, 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 na 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 na, when the universes collide. Hey,
mothers sighing. News had just come over. We had 5 years left crying. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet. Then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephone.
electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse, it had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat, skinny people